Let's go to the rural news now with Sally Murphy. And Sally, farmers are facing delays getting their stock to the works.
Kia ora, Max. Yes, meat processors nationwide are reporting heavy bookings for the coming weeks as prices and demand for red meat remains high. The processing sector says there's increased pressures at plants, with farmers offloading more stock than normal for this time of year. That, combined with staff shortages, is causing some delays. Mel Crode, a senior analyst at Animal Insights Group, AgriHQ, says some farmers are having to wait 3 weeks before they can get a space.
It's likely to be a common theme this summer, just purely due to the shortage of meat workers, basically limiting how many cattle can be processed each week.
Is it causing any issues for farmers that are having to wait for processing space?
Last week we were basically on the cusp of it, and we were hearing those wait times extending to 3 weeks. So yeah, it will put pressure on farming systems. Fortunately, most areas have still got relatively good feed levels, although some regions are sort of a little bit drier than they'd like to be. It's just going to be an issue that continues to grow week on week right through to Christmas.
Federated Farmers Meat and Wool Chair William Beetham says processors have been upfront about the delays, so farmers need to ensure they're prepared.
Farmers will also need to have a strong relationship with a processor and a plan to deliver their stock. And farmers will need to ensure that they can deliver that stock on time and not hold it back to put on extra weight. And farmers also might need to think about, you know, what if I do get delayed 3 weeks because plants are closed due to COVID, and maybe have 3 weeks feed up their sleeve. But the key part about it is just to get plans in place, communicate with the processors.
That's William Beetham. The last of this year's kiwifruit has departed New Zealand, concluding what Zespri's describing as another strong but challenging season. The kiwifruit marketer says the final shipment brings the total number of trays exported to about 180 million, up more than 20 million trays on last year. Maya Burry reports.
Zespri's Sungold variety made up the largest chunk of exports, with over 100 million trays sent overseas, while around 77 million trays were green. The company says it increased its reliance on chartered refrigerated cargo ships this season, which helped it to minimise the impact of COVID freight disruptions. It says this was one of the most difficult seasons to date, and it expects more disruption in the year ahead. Kiwifruit is New Zealand's largest single horticultural export by both volume and value.
Waiheke Island's scallop, mussel, rock lobster and power fisheries will close tomorrow for 2 years. Ngāti Power placed Rahui on the fishery in January after concerns from local iwi about declining stock levels. Minister for Oceans and Fisheries David Parker has made the decision to close the fishery after wider consultation supported the move. The closure applies to customary, commercial and recreational fishing and includes inshore waters around the island out to a distance of 1 nautical mile offshore. Ngāti Power have begun discussions with Māori marine scientists to develop an action plan to restore shellfish levels. It's hoped trial crops planted as part of a Māori agribusiness project in Eastern Bay of Plenty will help create jobs for locals. The Whangaparoa Māori Lands Trust, with help from the Ministry of Primary Industries and Plant and Food Research, is exploring the potential of their whenua near Te Hirau. The project, which started in 2019, involves the owners of 25 Māori land blocks, which cover 18,000 hectares of land, a third of which is suitable for livestock, horticulture or arable farming. Potential land uses were researched, and this month, small trial plots of kumara, peanuts and edamame beans were planted at Otamaroa. Plant and Food Research Principal Scientist Dr. Brent Clothier says if the trial crops are successful, they'll be extended across 3 land blocks.
The Māori landowners are very enthusiastic about the potential for their future, because currently they lease their land out for contract maize growing. So there's essentially no employment for the rangatahi. It's a reasonably low rental for contract maize growing. We think the gross margin is probably going to be at least 5 times the value of the lease for maize growing if we can get some form of arable and horticultural production going.
That's Dr. Brent Clothier. The Canterbury Regional Council says good progress is being made on repairing the rivers in the region after floods earlier this year. When the rivers broke their banks, tons of shingle was spread across farmland, destroying pastures and leaving farmers with huge clean-up jobs. Over six months later, Mid-Canterbury Federated Farmers President David Clark says people are still clearing shingle off their land. He says before the floods, not enough shingle was being removed from the rivers, and despite the huge damage, the council has not increased the amount it's taking. But council recovery manager Sean McCracken says progress is being made.
If we focus on the Ashburton and the Orari systems, I think we've consented almost 300,000 cubic metres of gravel to be able to be come out. That is being actively removed for things like road repairs all around the district. And then in addition to that, for all of the stop bank repairs and Environment Canterbury's infrastructure repairs, we're pulling gravel out of the river to do that work as well.
Sean McCracken says nearly 5,000 trees have been planted to build up river berms, and now the focus is moving to repairing stop banks. He says it's expected the flood recovery will take 2 years. And just lastly, a $22 bottle of wine from the Hawke's Bay has been named one of the best in the world this year. US-based wine magazine The Wine Enthusiast has listed Tomata Estate's 2019 Syrah 13th on its 2021 Enthusiast 100. Reviewer Christina Picard says the vintage is more layered than the previous one and has a crisp acidity and a tart fruit flavour. She described the drop as highly drinkable, especially when paired with roast lamb. And that's the rural news for today. Koe rā, te pūrongo o te tai whenua.